A man who loves cold temperatures, who feels as though temperatures in the 20s below or colder make winter work right, make early morning walks work right. A guy who knows there's no bad weather, only bad clothes, Larry Weber. Good morning, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You, there's a quite misquote there. I didn't say there's no bad weather, it's only bad clothes. That's bad preparation. That's
well, Tim Bates.
All right, anyway, yes, if we would have stopped January halfway through, I would have been disappointed. Because the first half of the month, the average temperature was 20 above, and we hit one day of 40, and only a few times we were below zero. That is disappointing for northern Minnesota in January. So we had a little talk at halftime, and January went out and started acting like January the second half. And we are going to come through with an outstanding finish that will make us Super Bowl material. And so, yes, a second half of January has been the real January of northern Minnesota. You know, not everybody appreciates it, and people tend to exaggerate it. I have noticed for many years that there is a tendency to underprepare and overreact. And no, let's just accept it. Just accept that, you know, this is Mother Nature showing us. And there are a few ingredients that make it very cold that we're having. Number one, of course, is the wind patterns have moved down from the Arctic. They're even saying a little bit of the Arctic vortex, but not much. The wind patterns, okay, next. We've been having clear skies. Clouds in the wintertime act like a blanket. And so if we have clear skies, the cold can really settle. The third one is one we tend to overlook, and that is we got brand new snow. That brand new snow tends to reflect much of the sunlight. It's what's called the albedo effect. And this, the albedo during the new snow is very bright. And we have been having that. You put those together, and the temperatures tend to be quite cold. And like I said, it's just something we've learned to live with. I think all of us have been amazed that, okay, we get 10 below, we get 15 below, and we're really cold. But after about 2 days of it, we find that we have adjusted quite well. And so, yeah, let's just enjoy it. This is the last week of January. When I speak to you next time, it will be the wonderful month of February. So let's just enjoy this last week. And, yes, Mother Nature bats last, as they always say. Statistic-wise, snowfall, we've picked up much from where we were. We're still quite far below normal. The amount of snow so far in January has gotten all the way up to about close to 9 inches at the Weather Service. There's a lot of places that would record more than that. But about the Weather Service, they say about 9 inches. The total for the whole season, which was a number that was really bothering me a good deal earlier in the month, has now gotten up to over 40 inches. It's still less than normal, but we're slowly working our way there. Most of us do not keep weather statistics, and most of us don't have that good of a memory, but it was a year ago. A year ago, we had a very warm end of January, and February turned out to be colder than January was. And February gave us more snow. And once again, we had a month that was different half and half. I'll talk more about February next week. But February last year, the second half gave us a lot of snow. So, you know, we got a long way to go. So let's just sit back and enjoy it. It's going to be an interesting ride. Other things of note, we had quite a show in astronomical this week with the total lunar eclipse. I hope you had a chance to see it. Minus 16 when I was out there looking at it at 11 o'clock last Sunday night and watching the moon turn colors that you don't normally see, but it was all worth it. It's quite spectacular. Lots of times when there's lunar eclipses, it happens in the wee hours of the morning or we don't have a good chance to see it. This time, it was worth getting up for to see. Also worth getting up to see is the conjunction. Venus and Jupiter keep getting closer. And getting up is a bit easier because sunrises now are moving more toward that earlier date, and sunsets are getting later. Yesterday, for the first time since early November, we had a sunset at 5 o'clock. We're moving towards early February of 10 hours of daylight, so days rapidly get longer. The cold and snow is going to be bringing about some changes at bird feeders, and I've been watching mine very carefully the last few days and noted, yes, there has been. I had a flock of 14 goldfinches at the bird feeder yesterday. Now, I've had goldfinches sporadically in the last month or so, but 14, that's the most I've ever had. I'd like to see if they would just settle down and stay because, you know, the second half of the winter is always more interesting when we have finches. And who knows, maybe redpolls will still be showing up as well. Other birds are still showing in the usual amounts. Barred owls have been calling more lately in the nights and the early mornings. I'm not sure what this means, but probably the language of the barred owls, it means something. I've been seeing crows and ravens regularly and bald eagles. Several times in the last few days I've seen bald eagles. And, of course, the turkeys are still showing up in the woods. In the world of the mammals, I finally had, with new snow, this is a long wait, but finally with new snow, I've been able to see some pretty good animal tracks. Well, one of the ones that I was expecting to see was that of the coyote. And, yeah, the coyotes are, this is their breeding season, and, yes, the tracks are active. And so that was a good one I was expecting to see, and I finally was able to see it. Flying squirrels still keep right on coming. They don't seem to be that deterred by the snow, and they keep right on coming. And as I mentioned last time, late January is the time of little baby black bears. And so, yeah, Lisa, just enjoy it. This is Mother Nature at her best. So take care.
All right, Larry, you too. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.